Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming to my talk on using bias bits to test Qemu's ACPI and SMBias implementation. My talk is going to be structured around these 4 points. First, we're going to discuss what's bias bits and why we're using bias bits to test Qemu. And then I'll be talking about some of the implementation choices of my test framework. And then I'll describe the test framework itself. And then I'll give a brief overview, depending on how much time I have, on the changes that I made in bias bits to get everything working together. So what's bias bits? It's actually a software written by Josh Triplett. He wrote this software after he left Google. And the software had actually a real life usefulness in the sense that the BIOS developers and Intel, they used it to test their BIOS implementations on real physical hardware boxes. And what this software comprises of is that it you can exercise ACPI and SMBias objects from in the BIOS directly from a grub environment. And even though it's a grub environment, it also has Python built into it. So you don't have to write tests using Bashish, which is grub's native scripting language. You can write all your tests using Python. And all of this is executed from ring zero. So there is no need to actually go from ring three to ring zero to execute your tests, et cetera. All of the components, that is grub, Python, ACPI CA, which is what bias bits uses to execute ACPI components, all of these comes together in the form of a bootable ISO, which is then used to boot actual physical box or virtual machine in our case. So this is what it looks like. In the most simplest form, you just run Qemu KVM. Using the bits ISO, and it spawns a virtual machine. It executes a bunch of tests, and then generates the logs, and it pushes the log out of the virtual machine. I'll describe that a little bit later, and then it shuts down the VM. So why use bias bits for testing? Well, first of all, like I said, all the tests you can write using Python in a pre-operating system environment. And so that means that we don't have to go through the OS to execute bias components, but we can directly execute ACPI from the grub environment itself. And it has already ACPI CA built in so that we can directly execute ACPI methods. And the current test framework that we have in Qemu is basically what it does is it spawns a VM, it extracts the BIOS, the ACPI tables from the virtual machine's memory, and then compares those tables with some golden master blobs that is already checked into Qemu repository, and then it compares the golden master blobs with the actual table, which is what Qemu is using, and then if there is a difference between the two, it throws an error. So the main idea is that any time we're making changes into Qemu that affects ACPI or SMBias tables, we can go through, inspect the changes, and we can make sure that the changes are not breaking anything. But what we don't have is an ability to actually execute the tables from a running VM. And using bias bits gives us the ability to execute the tables. So that's the main advantage of using bias bits. So let's discuss some of the implementation choice of the test framework. So bias bits is a software in itself. So it has its own repository. And then we have the Qemu repository. And these two repositories In the Kimu repository, we have all the changes that basically decide the ACPI implementation. And BiasBits repository has all the BiasBits specific stuff, like all the build scripts, all its internal logic. And the two things are kind of separate. And adding to the complication is the fact that BiasBits has, so George gave up developing on BiasBits around circa 2017. And any effort that I made to reach out to him failed, so he didn't respond to my queries. So we couldn't actually directly use the BiasBits upstream. So what we had to do is we had to fork the upstream BiasBits software and put it in GitLab under the Kimu project, and then make changes to it. And those changes involved a lot of build fixes. So BiasBits turns out to be something that is not buildable under the New York compiler and toolchain because nobody has been maintaining it. So we had to make a lot of changes to make BiasBits just build. And then a lot of fixes to get all the parts of the test framework working together, which I'll describe a little bit later. And then we have the Kimu repository that has potentially the changes that affect the tables. And so the people who are actually making changes to the ACPI implementation in Kimu, they care about the Kimu repository. They don't know or understand the BiasBits repository. So now we have to decide how these two repositories are going to work together, right? So one of the questions is, so do we make BiasBits repository as a module of the Kimu repository? And turned out to, there has been a lot of discussions upstream on that. And it turns out that people really hate submodules because of a multitude of reasons. And you can actually look into this thread upstream. And it has a lot of interesting discussion as to why we don't want to have another submodule. So how do we keep the two repositories in sync with each other is an interesting question. And then from developer's point of view, whoever is making changes to, say, ACPI implementation in Kimu, do we make them go back and forth between the two repositories? Say, for example, they make a change in Kimu that affect the tables, and they want to write a test for it. So do they go to the BiasBits repository, make the change, build BiasBits into an ISO, come back to the Kimu repository, point the test to the new ISO, run the test, oh, something doesn't work and fail. Okay, let's go back to the BiasBits repository, make changes, come back to the Kimu repository, and go back and forth. That's kind of complicated, and it developers don't like to do that because they don't really care about BiasBits. They just want to test, they want to add a test to exercise their changes. Right, so the another orthogonal question is what kind of test framework do we use to write the BiasBits tests? Do we use Qtest framework, or do we use something else like the integration Avogadro test framework? Now, the existing test that I just described before that compares the blobs, it's called BiasTables test. And it's actually a Qtest framework. And